The K92 Morning Thanks, Monday Mount Rushmore.
Let's go up on Mount St. Antoine.
Let's go up.
And figure out what we're doing. What are we doing?
All right, so Mount Rushmore for this Monday, Monica Monday is it's going to be called today. Mount Rushmore is the mountain with four quintessential presidents, or they felt were the four presidents that really shaped America.
And it is President's Day, so yeah, that so makes sense.
Shout out to them. Let's take them off. All right.
Yeah, they're done. Get off.
I love a good game night, and I love a good card game.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was thinking, let's figure out what are those four card games that we would put on Mount Rushmore, those four, whether it's one person, two person, however many, card games that are quintessential to just cards in general.
Okay. And so these are the four, greatest card games in the history of cards. And cards really is, I mean, it's sort of the OG of games.
Yes.
It was cards, because before that it was just, you know, rocks, I think was the only thing they had. So what are the four most important card games of all time?
Yeah.
And did something inspire this? Do you have one that you feel like just absolutely is the one?
Well, I've been wanting really bad to play Spades lately. Spades is a game that my family, my friends in college, that's what we played. We argued. We fought
every
over.
Every holiday, everybody had
like, you would look forward. Like, Spades is one of those games that's so serious, you could only play with your partner. Like, there's no way I'd play with Monica. There's no way.
You know what? Because I was going to say Spades, and I hate Spades. Because I always end up like in an argument.
Yeah,
because no one wants to be your partner.
Yes, yes.
But listener friend Gerard, all day. I'd play with him all day.
So Spades. Gotta be honest. Not sure I've ever played.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
I think isn't it in sort of the same family as kind of like bridge and
hearts. Like that, yeah.
Okay, so it's hearts, but it's instead of the hearts, it's the spades.
You're trying to accumulate points instead of not get points. In hearts, you don't want points.
Gotcha. Okay.
Spades, you want points. But I think that needs to get up there.
Okay. Monica, what's it?
I was going to say spades, but I'm going to go blackjack.
Blackjack. Okay.
A poker game.
All right. Well, I was going to say poker. Poker in itself, because blackjack is not a poker game.
Yeah.
Blackjack is blackjack.
A gambling game, I guess I should say.
Yes. A game of chance, as they say. I'm putting poker on that as well, because that is, it's a very historical game. I mean, you get the stories of like, but was it Wild Bill Hickok? He got shot in a poker game.
Movie Maverick with Mel Gibson is one of my favorite movies of all time.
Yep.
And it's about poker.
Rounders with Matt Damon, another great one. Blackjack is kind of a big casino game, too. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely got its own thing.
How about Solitaire?
See, that was the last one I was going to throw on.
Yeah, because you're lonely. You want to play cards.
Solitaire.
My mother loves some Solitaire. Oh. And then you play it on the computer, and then after you win, the cards drop.
Bounce. Yeah. Because even though it is sad and pathetic, sometimes we need to be sad and pathetic. And if you are trapped on your desert island and it's just you, you need to play lots of Solitaire.
Yeah.
And I would say that's the most popular card game played on phones.
Oh, yes.
Of any kind. Okay, so let's start with these as the four. And is this it? Or is there a card game that you feel like we're missing that needs to kick one of these out? So right now we say spades, blackjack, poker, and solitaire. And there's a lot of them coming in on text that I think deserve some consideration. Rummy has been texted in a lot.
Yeah.
Or as Monica called it.
Y'all like Rummy?
Rummy.
Rummy.
I said Rummy, Rummy, whatever the hell. I don't know what it is.
I mean, I know how to play. It's a fun game. It's definitely fun.
Yeah. Then I remember that was kind of, as a kid, it was the first kind of real card game.
Mm-hmm.
Felt like you played. Because Go Fish is a kid's game to me. And what about War? War is another one.
Yeah.
War!
That's a simple game that lasts forever.
And we love war in general in this world. See, I feel like poker and solitaire are safe on this list.
See, I feel like spades is.
Spades
I feel like,
is.
For me, I'm worried about poker and blackjack because they're similar type games.
Well, you take blackjack
one of those
out.
That's come off.
Spades, I have never played in my life. I'm telling
spades
you.
Spades is the game.
Spades is on there.
It's the game. Spades
on
there.
I'm
it's
blowing
serious.
This mountain up. If spades don't end up on there,
it has to be on there.
Gerard and I tried to figure out how to set it. Gerard said to put out there any two people that think they can beat us. Yeah. Let me
okay,
know
well,
right
I have
now.
One. For oh, sure.
You have one person or
I
one team?
I know one person that definitely could.
All right.
Is spades a cultural thing?
I think it is. Yeah. Okay. I think it's more cultural.
And it's deep in your heritage. Like, that is.
But I will say that when I first started playing it, it was around a bunch of, like, it was with white people. Mm-hmm. So not so much cultural. Overall, it is. Mm-hmm. But when I played it senior in high school, it was in yearbook class.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It's the game.
It's the game.
We've got a lot of Uno. which, if it's, if I'm guessing, you know, if I'm listening correctly to how spades works, and spades is sort of like hearts and all of those other ones, Uno is kind of like that too.
But there are teams in spades.
That's true.
Yeah, there are teams in those other games.
Oh, yes, there are teams.
And that's what makes it so competitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uno's got its own weird deck. I feel like it doesn't
it
get to be in this
so
one.
Often,
yeah,
too.
Too many rules and lots of just, again, just ridiculous colors and backwards and flips and all those things. While I love Uno, I'm not sure it goes in the full list. Go Fish is just lame to me. So I don't want it up on the mountain. It's fine.
Yeah.
But that's for baby. That's
it
the
is,
baby
it
mountain.
It is a little boring.
Yeah. Lot asking. Of rummy, though. Lot of rummy.
There's a lot of rummy.
So I feel like rummy's going to have to make its way in here, even though Monica rummy, says whatever rummy, the hell. Rummy, it's not rummy, the Justin Bieber
oh,
song.
Oh, thank you. Bang tune. Right there.
Yeah.
Want to play some rummy? No, I don't like
that. I'm going to vote rummy over blackjack.
I will second that. I will second it.
I would have said spades, but then there's going to be fisticuffs
and
in
here.
The
thing, I
can't
do and here's the other thing about blackjack. You're not really playing it leisurely. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, you're not getting a guy's night or girl's night to play blackjack.
Right.
Like, that's
only for gambling. Yeah. No one gets together to play some blackjack together. Poker, I would say, is one of the most social ones of all of this. And poker nights and things like that. So I think that's where it goes. And as much as I want to argue for Bleep Hole, it did already make the Mount Rushmore of drinking games.
Yes, we did put it up there in the fall.
So it's on its own mountain somewhere else. We don't need to try to bring it in here. Spades, rummy, poker, solitaire. That's your verdict.